main reason it's hard for people to clear themselves. Rosh Hashanah, the pedigree of Rosh Hashanah. One of the main reasons that it's hard for people to prepare themselves for Rosh Hashanah, the Ramban explains in Shara Gmul that the koyach of the Yetzer Hara, it doesn't tell you don't get ready for Rosh Hashanah. But there's no one in this room that feels that if he will make a hachone to Rosh Hashanah, he will have a different Rosh Hashanah. Most people here believe that if they will have a good Rosh Hashanah, they will have a good year. But they don't think that Lamosha, if they will learn Musana for every day for 5 minutes, next year, Pasha, I will see apples falling down. And if I would not do that, it will be a disaster. I don't know. I didn't see. Every Rosh Hashanah I go to shul with the same people. The successful people stay successful. The Shvacha people stay Shvacha. Here and there, some people change a little bit in the math. This is the Ramban is a whole kuntra shara gemur. He says it's very hard. Say Alamog, a bacher comes to the yeshiva, stands in line to go into the Rosh Hashiva. In the mirror, the chances that he gets a no in the mirror are very low. Even less, yeah. And he was already accepted officially. And he's like his stomach is turning when he stands on the steps. You see the guys look nebach. Erev Rosh Hashanah, he's less scared. Listen to this. The 2 weeks before he's coming here and he's planning for Pirush Tikkun of what to say, and he has connections, and he's cousin, he's mishpacha. Doesn't make a difference. And he doesn't have even a little bit of that when Rosh Hashanah comes. And he's not happy koyos. He believes in Michichyehu, Miyomus, Mi Bekitzei, Mi Lei Bekitzei, Mi Baish, Mi Barash, Mi Bamayim. A little bit Houston helps. No, Shvach. Yeah. So, talking about Ramban and Shara Gmur, this is the reason, Be'etzem, that it's very hard for us to decide that we will prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah. This is the first problem. Then, even if we will believe that as mamish should change every year, we don't feel that it's up to us in preparation to Rosh Hashanah to get to that change. Every year Rosh Hashanah, everyone changes. The bad become good, the rich become poor, the poor become rich. Every year we'll see mamish as a switch all over the world. Even if we lose it, we would see it. What I will do? Change what? And also, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us Yom Kippur after Yom Rosh Hashanah. B'chur da'avodah, all the Kabbalists, and we know and we will speak, all of that is related to Yom Kippur. So the Mele, when we stand before Rosh Hashanah, and we have to prepare, it's very hard, it's kimat impossible. You could hear the best shmuz, the best vad, to be convinced to get up and change. It's not shaykh. The Chokhmah is not just to bring up the problem. The Shaila is so what we do. Aray is a meaning in the Klal Yisrael, we say the David Hashem Ha'iri twice a day. I think most people even blow a shofar every morning. That means it's something to do for a whole month. It's not as if it's a shvach min hogi. I think the Sfardim, I think they say slichas every day. So it means it's something to do a whole month. I spoke last time, Stam, that in our generation, chutz from all the problems that the Ramban says, that we don't see the change. And even though we don't, not only that we don't see the change, even if we would see the change, we don't see what will help that we will prepare ourselves to have the change. And we have the third problem, And we said we are the microwave generation, that we really feel, everyone here feels, I'm planning, I know that Rosh Hashanah has a change. I know you have to do it, I'm planning a day or two, I'll find a good sign, a good schmooze, I will go and I'll be a different person. Everyone thinks like that. And that is especially in our generation, a person has to fly to the States. Picks up a ticket in the afternoon and an hour later he's on a plane. The person has a Shalom Zohar. An hour before he makes some phone calls and some Kamachim and that, and the Albus is there. The old days you made a wedding, you cook for half a year. If you plan to go somewhere, you bought a place in a boat 5 years before they built a boat. There's no musik. If you wanted to eat something, you had to start to cook for 2 hours. You can't just go to a place, pick up and go viking. So, and Gashmi is, it became that is, you don't have to prepare. You come, you do, you buy, you sell, and this is it. But in Teva, in Bnei Odom, it became also in Ruchnias like that. The same thing, a guy doesn't have to prepare a sugya. Gets a Malach B'Kemes, in the old days, if you want to learn a yeshiva, when I was a Bachar, you prepare the whole Masechta Ben Hazman. Today the most, you get an MP3 and you're okay, yeah? It's a different generation. This is the Metzius. So not only that it's hard, people feel, okay, so I will prepare in the last minute, I will hear a fist of shmuz, I'll mama shake, and I'll have a good Rosh Hashanah. Maybe I'll go down in a place that has a good singing. They have, they say that the Rabbi knows how to sing, and this one knows how to that, and it's a good crowd, and maybe it's like else, even more. He prepares himself for me, ba'ish me, ba'kitzoy. He like, oh, my boy, if you know, Chazal Shat, he has to finish before that, and he knows he won't cry. That is the Metzius where we are. And Chazal tell us, name, you need a month. Ari HaKodesh, Shnei Dinkis Ve'ari, Shara Kavones, Ve'boch to Esavio Ve'esimo Yerach Yomim, Hado Yarche De'elu. Elu Roshoteves, Ani Ledoidi Ve'doidi Li, it's not Stam Gizokt. What is the Pshat? So I want to speak a little bit, the Tzuras Advarim. Hopefully with that together, we will get the Cheshik to the Avoido. And what is the Avoida to do in Chodesh El? First, the Ramban and Shara Gmul explains that every year in Rosh Hashanah is a psak and a person that changes his life. We don't see it. We're not discussing now the 5% that die and the 5% that become poor and the 5% that become rich. That we see. But our problem is the guys that are successful, we see the carry on being successful. And the guys, and the Ramban says, it's like the Medrash with the Yohanovi when he came to that city. It was the bad people, and he said, and he davened at the building, and by night, and the Yohanovi worked to finish the building. Why? Because under the building was a big oitzah. Because these people were bad people, and Yohanovi didn't want them to find the oitzah. Talk to Ramban. As a person that I'll give you the mashal that Ramban says. Ramban says we have a person that is called Paro. Paro was a bad person. The gzeira on Paro was that when the dance for their kinim will come already, he will not listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. That was a big argument. What would it be if he really wanted, if he could or not? I'm not going into that knage. This is more of Pasha Shmois. But the big picture is, Kivyochel, the Paro has a position to change his mind to do tshuva. But, Hichbarati Esliboi, that he will not do tshuva. How was the Hichbarati Esliboi? He had a lot of power, and a lot of getchkeit, and a lot of all of the zachim, that he was not convinced. When Paro did bad, he paskened of them, that he'll be in a matzah, when the makas will come, he will not change. Person does bad. Say, oh, it was a famous maise. Bring it down. It was, I think it was the Ba'al. Well, I forgot the name. I don't want to say the God, but it was Nifter. And an hour later, one of the butchers, the bad, Mamash was a bad person, was Nifter as well. And they took him out of the city to go to the Levaya. In the middle of the way, the robbers came, so everyone ran away. There was one Talmud that stayed near his Rebbe. Later, when the robbers went away, they shaded him. So all the people in the city came, but the people decided that the butcher is the Rav, and the Rav is the butcher. So the whole city was malav with the butcher. And the Rav, his family, just threw him into the boy. And the Talmud was crying, but no one listened to him. By night, his Rebbe came to him and he said, Rebbe, you know, I believe in you all of my life. You're such a bizayan. He said, come on, we'll show you Machelik and Gan Eden. And he showed him. He showed him his Chelik and Gan Eden. Rashi brings it, all this thing Rashi brings down in Sanhedrin and Gimel Ramdan and Mubbeis. So his Rebbe showed him his Chelik in Gan Eden. And then he asked his Rebbe, what is this butcher? He showed him his Chelik and said, you see, his mom is rolling there in Gehenna until Shimon Meshetach will come, will take over. So then he ran to Shimon Meshetach and told Shimon Meshetach, you know, he was about to go to Gehenna. So why? Because of Machshefes, you're not killing the Machshefes. And then Shimon Meshetach went to kill the Machshefes. That is the reason Rashi brings the whole story. But Rashi brings down, so he said, Rebbe, so why? Rebbe said, once I heard a bizarre from the Talmud Chacham that I didn't make a bechor, this was my punishment. That butcher, once he saved him, so Yosef, and he took care of him, so they paid him in this world. Zok the Ramban, a person emotional does bad. And the gzeire is, because he's a bad person, will make it harder for him to do tshuva. How will it make it harder? Next year, everything will be good for him. So he will carry on being like he is. So next year everything is good to him, so he carries out his Lashon Hara, and he does this, and he does that. It's good for him. The second year that he's vital like that, they say now they will do it so hard for him. He becomes the head of a city, Ichlis. Because you know, even higher. Vital, everything is good for him. The guy that did bad, aber noch nicht gemacht tshuva. The Paskin, he'll get a tzora this year, and he will shakal tzach. And he will do tshuva. And he will go to Gan Eden. Zok the Ramban, so the guy goes out of Yom Kippur, and everything stayed the same, and he doesn't realize he lost. And the guy could go out of Yom Kippur, and things are starting to be bad, and he gained. But as a world change, he says, v'zui gzeiro l'shivim shana. Because if you, the gzeir is that it's good for you, then you will not realize that it's bad. You will carry on rolling in to become worse and worse and worse. And you have a lot of stuff could be a tzaddik. But you mabuk bechaveir beravim, and you don't have a mabuk because you check. You check. Everything is good, but you check. There's one guy, you check him every day, you lost the Gan Eden for that anyways. But you didn't do tshuva. So next year you will carry on being the best bochur in yeshiva, and you will just carry on checking. If that boy doesn't deserve it, you find someone else instead of him. And you become the choshev guy, and you become a Rosh Yeshiva, and everything is good. But you, anyway, you lost everything. So every year it's better for you. But if you tzu, your yeshiva will close, you will start to do tshuva. But you don't deserve that your yeshiva will close, because you never did tshuva. Le'umas then is a guy, a little bit tshuva, and pitom everything is starting to go to him. Because we really want to do tshuva. This is the moshul the Ramban brings down in Shara. So the Ramban says the Aleph basis Sheneida. Every Rosh Hashanah is gepastin in Ganzen. For sure we will not see the difference. He said if a person will see the difference, everyone will change in Rosh Hashanah. Everyone will change in Rosh Hashanah. But the gzeira is that it's not one person, that it's not only for 1 year. He says, you can't say, you know what, I will miss one Rosh Hashanah, next Rosh Hashanah I will do tshuva. When you miss one Rosh Hashanah, and next Rosh Hashanah you're so blind, and then the guy missed it, he comes next Rosh Hashanah, he's mischazik in tefillah b'tzibur. He was very shvach in it. He doesn't know his aveira is kibud av. Zaveir is gezel. He just borrows and never pays back. He borrows and never pays back, never pays back. He's trying to be misgalgal in this world forever. But everything is good for him. So he will start to lose some money, I'll think one second, maybe something is less great with money. No, we let him. Everything else, but money we give him without end. Now, it doesn't mean if someone gets money, that means that he's a bad person. It doesn't mean if someone gets covered, he's a bad person. It doesn't mean if a guy says Rosh Hashiva, that it means that he didn't do tshuva. But what we see from the Ramban is no shaykhas bichlal. Why I'm saying it? I'm saying it because the Ramban and Shara Gmur, the old Ramban, it's in Chelek Beis, after the Zohar, so after Rosh Hashanah, the Caliph. Even the Ramban was struggling with that kasha, that it's very hard to feel Rosh Hashanah when we don't see that something changes. Someone daven, someone is sick. We daven, and he dies after Rosh Hashanah. So, again, Rosh Hashanah, someone was sick, the whole family was crying the whole Rosh Hashanah. Normally, then every year, no one cries. And that year, also nothing changed. Zok the Ramban. Again, you might as well hold cheshbon, why he had to die, why it was better for him to die, why it was not better for him to die. But it's a change. This is the first emunah that a person has to believe, that is a change. That it's a world change. You can't even miss one Rosh Hashanah. I know you say, but I missed last Rosh Hashanah. Okay, try to fix. But he says, it's not music, I will catch up next Rosh Hashanah. Not because Ech Tova Oshur Eima speaking Beyodah. Not only because Ech Tova Oshur Eima speaking Beyodah. Rabban says, because if you miss a Rosh Hashanah, the chances to catch up later are very, very small. Ktanim hem me'oid. וככל שיעמיק ויסאחר, he doesn't know where he's home. This is the first chiluk. The second chiluk, the avoid of Rosh Hashanah is a different avoid from what we understand. Rather, you need to do tshuva and elu slichas, and we'll speak about it the next 2 times. When you open the machzor of Rosh Hashanah, you don't find nothing. You don't ask for nothing. Not as if you're allowed to, not allowed to, the Baruch say, you're allowed to, not Mashiach, it's not the point. Well, it's not there. What we say, the Baruch HaLevav is B'yayim Din, L'Goy Le'amuk is B'adin, L'Poy Be'am Yisrael, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Eilu Ve'eilu, B'lag Melagim, Eilu Ve'eilu, B'tekes Metaksim, Eilu Ve'eilu, Yimru Le'elokim, Mo'aderes Ve'aymuna, this is the whole Rosh Hashanah. Why? The Yesod of Rosh Hashanah is to believe that Hashem is a Melech. What is the Pshat that Hashem is a Melech? We know today in this world, it's a big world. They say that it's black holes that you could drive inside like 500 years of light. I don't know if you know what it is, you go to school. It's very far. Thousands of worlds. So think. The world, this ball that we are standing at, is smaller from a crumb of sand in proportion to us. What world is a crumb of sand? In space, in the whole space that we have, the whole world is one crumb. In that world is billions of fish, thousands of zebras, billions of ants, thousands of people, millions of people, billions of people. I'm one of them. You know, I don't know if you know, you know how many fish are eaten every minute in the world? A big fish comes and eats them up. I'm sure you saw some movies. You know how much lions jump on the zebras and someone cares that the fish are eaten up. You feel bad for the fish? Why not? Someone cares about it? You think Hashem cares if someone is bothering you in your room? What is the difference if someone is bothering you? Someone is eating up a fish, or the zebra is eating from the back and there's a half of the zebra left. Why do you think Hashem has... Why Hashem, no one cares about the zebra, not you. You know how many ants are smashed every minute when you walk in the street? What's the difference? You think by Hashem is the difference an ant, or you, or a zebra? You think Hashem has a difference? What's the difference? What is the difference between No. It doesn't make sense, and there's no reason in the world that someone will care about us. someone won't mind about us. It doesn't make sense. There's no reason in the world for that. No gozru chokhmosoy, that he wants, he built Klali, so we don't understand. When Hashem is standing, he's running the whole world. Everything is happening because of him. I stand and I say, Boy, you know, my roommate, maybe you could take care of him. But the whole world he's taking care of. He's running the world, he's deciding what hurricanes will come, he decides what fires will come, he's doing everything. Just in case he forgot that my friend is starting up with me, remind me, just to take care of him. You think he needs such a tefillah? He might not be closest to that. But Chatzke Levish, it says, the Gemara says, there was no rain. Rabchir Gozal Ta'anise. He asked, Rabbi Gozal Ta'anise, he asked Eliyahu Hanavi, who could be a good chazan that the rain will come? Eliyahu told him, Rabchir Vibon. It's not so clear how three people were chazan together. But Rabchir Vibon went to the Om. They said, Mashi Vuruach, Ose Zike, Owen. Mayra Geshem Ose Mitra. Kiboyu Lemeima Mechaya Amesim, Omru, Migilo Rosa. Who told them the secret? Eliyahu. Moses says they hit Eliyahu with Shishi Pulmus of the Nure. He ran down, he dressed up like a bear from fire. He ran in the middle of the crowd and everyone ran away and the minion stopped. Frank Nebchatzko. Mashi Vahuach will. Mayra Geshem, when the kids yell Mashi Vahuach and Mayra Geshem, we know. The same talumoto, the rain comes. What is the shaykh's mashi v'ruach? Umarina geshem. Chaya meisim, we ask him for tchias meisim. Ala tzadiki, Moshiach shifteinu, Moshiach will come. Zog Reb Chatzkel, Hashem doesn't even like this. He needs hakohod, he's the melech, and everything comes. Just what we could do, that we are small people, and even what I told you now, all of you believe in Hashem, when you daven, please give me, then you really connect it, because we're very, very small. So, you know, when the kid recognizes that the father is the father, when you don't give him the money, and he begs the father for the money, then he knows that. Even the Be'etzim, he knows that the father is running the game. But when he needs his father, then he chaps that the father is the boss, yeah? And when we know that someone doesn't realize that we're running his matzav, so we make him to feel it, and then he feels it. And Chia V'bono, in the position, if that maimed, and they daven v'umke de lipe, they came to the right akora and mashi v'ruach umayu negeshem, the wind already came. But we need the same talumoto that comes for our lower madrig. And this is the reason, even the Rosh Hashanah, the second will explain, a lot of people can ask for bakoshes, because in our matzah, when we ask, we cry. Before that, but the real matzah of Rosh Hashanah was, Ibru lefonai malchias, kedei shetamlichuni aleichem, and when you makir that he's the melech ha'oilo, he takes care of you. He doesn't need reminders. He knows what is good for you, what is bad for you, and he will do it. You don't have to ask for it. That is the oimek of the avoid of Rosh Hashanah. And that's Hashem close to Rosh Hashanah. Will explain how you do it, where you mechaved these kavanas. But when you know that the davening of Rosh Hashanah, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, you don't understand, these are the most sweetest. I mean, not the same Pachtecho as the most. Same Pachtecho, I don't mind. So I miss the Chazan. But Hashem Melech, I don't want to miss the Chazan. Because then, I'm Chavan, Hashem is all the world, the fish. You have to be, you know, if you don't work on it good, you start to think about the fish and you remember the movies. It could be the Yitzchak. The Yitzchak works the whole time. You start to think about the big world and the lions and the zebras. The Yitzchak works. But Be'etzer, this is the Matzah of the Avodah. And this is the reason the Machzorim don't have nothing and Bakoshes in Rosh Hashanah. Because the Madrege of Rosh Hashanah is much higher. He's the Melech. He doesn't need a reminder. It's like a little kid goes with his father, tie up, but we need a house to sleep tonight. Yeah? Make sure we have somewhere to sleep. The little kid tells the father. Father says, Hingale, don't worry. Yeah? No, but you know, make sure they have a door and has windows. You know, when we're going to buy a house, we make sure that we have beds. You know, the kid, father says, okay, please. You know, the kid knows that. Make sure we have blankets. Father says, okay, it's good. You know, make sure we have pillows. Father doesn't need that reminder. This is the reason it's a bizarre be'etzer when you believe in Hashem as Melech to remind him what you need. Do tshuva, he will take care of you. Don't do tshuva, he will not take care of you. What do you do? Make me happy. If you be good, I'll make you happy. If not, what are you asking me? I'll be bad, please make me happy. החוצפה. Now, again, we'll get to that. The Ramban says in this week's parasha, why she has to cry for a year, the Fastoya. So Rashi says that, you know, we hope that she will cry, your wife will look good. Eventually you will drop her, the Torah lets you to marry her, but the Torah tries that she will look bad, she will take off the nice clothes from the Chevy, she'll be crying, she'll look manuvelis, so, and you'll look the whole time you'll bump into her, you'll drop her. Rambam goes with the Mahalach of Rachmanis, she lost the father, she lost the family. You have to give a person some space to cry it out before you take it. Ramban says everything is not Eves. He says every ger passes a system to be misguided. Right? It's a build-up. Then he decides to commit, he's becoming Jewish. This girl didn't have time. Overnight she had to decide to become Jewish. Shame avoy dezore dovuk bo. She can't become a yid till a month that she cleans it out. And this is the Ari HaKodesh. A person has to understand that feeling of malchus cannot come overnight. If the Torah said the goyter cannot be misgayer overnight, there's no shortcut. The old days, we know, Shisha Chodoshim B'Shem El Amoyim, Shisha, and V'zayis Tov Ha'Na'ar O'El HaMelech. It doesn't work like that. A melech doesn't take in a person that just walked in. Yosef HaTzadik had him, V'yachlef Simlo Yisov V'yegalach, is a tzura to be davek b'melech. If a person wants to come to Rosh Hashanah, he needs to prepare himself. Now, Avad, if we will understand that the avodah of Rosh Hashanah is not only, okay, I will cry and I will beg and Rosh Hashanah will be different. I will have to feel a shaychus to the melech. How you feel a shaychus to the melech? So we will work on it bezes Hashem. But the aleph beis, the feeling shaychus to the melech is the preparation to the melech. You can come. Ubezois tovei anar el melech. The musig and malchus, you can't go in. Stop. I heard once from Sir Rob, who was when he went in England. They put him in a room. So by night, he came back to his room. And all of his clothes were taken out from the suitcase, everything was hanged up. Every coin that he had in his pocket was taken out. He was put in a special bag. But the picture of the queen was up. It's Kvod Malchus. So the coins have been the Malchus. So the guest in the Beis HaMelech, that is the way to Mechabit. Malchus is not a double Shem Mabek. Now, when we are Mamlich the Ribbon Shalom, the way to have a amlocha is to have a closeness, to have a kind of kedusha. To have a kind is the reason we don't fast Rosh Hashanah. It's a happy day. Umamlech the Ribbon Hashem. The only way that we could come to that amlocha is with preparing yourself. I'm telling you, I ate a couple of choshuva people in Rosh Hashanah. They were shivering. Why do you think they were shivering? They felt like when you feel like you walk into Rosh Hashanah. Now, not that they believe in more from what I believe or what you believe. The Ribbono Shel Olam, the person that gets closer, Hashem lets him to feel the shaychus. That is the mitzvahs. The Moshe, I say, I don't know, when you speak to a guy, you could fall asleep? No. You speak to a crowd, sometimes you find some people drop. The guy is very, very tired, happy you speak to a guy, happy you speak and fall asleep when you speak. Also happy to me. About the Yisoido, why? Because when you speak one-on-one, the guy can never fall asleep. When you speak to a crowd, when a person comes closer to the melech, he feels the melech. When he's a part of the crowd. Our avodah chodesh elu is the miskarev lamelech. How we miskarev lamelech. How we do it. The first thing is tshuva. And the second thing is to feel closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, what a person does, I said, to learn 5-10 minutes Shalom Tshuva every day. 5-10 minutes Shalom Tshuva. To try to take the Mishchazik and what to feel. A person has to find things to hold on. So So his miskar, Ayu was saying, this is enough, as we spoke last week. Ya'azri Hashem la'shovim kasher ein yativo maseges v'yechadesh bekir bom ruach tohor tayro. If you do what you could do, he will help you. But if you're not trying, but again, a person that doesn't prepare to Rosh Hashanah, he will try to do Malchus in Rosh Hashanah. Maybe someone will make him to shiver. Oh, but the Rambatz, this girl, they took knives. She's kidnapped. She's Megaya. She doesn't have a choice. There's nowhere to go back. Everyone was killed. Oh, but it's too much inside. It takes a month before the Yad is to be chal. If we want to feel Avda HaMelech, we have to prepare ourselves. I'm saying, if the guy doesn't know how, Alan pays 5-10 minutes every day Shabbat Shulah. 5-10 minutes every day Shabbat Shulah. To try to take one tefillah to daven b'chama. To try to think about one thing that he could fix. I'm not saying now the whole Kabbalah, but a little bit. To be in a different matzav. I'm coming to Rosh Hashanah. I'm coming to Rosh Hashanah. When a person comes to that matzah, hopefully when we get to Rosh Hashanah, we will manage to get the tefillah in Rosh Hashanah.